Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Tuesday, May 8th, 2018, and you're listening to KBOO Portland. And you know why, of course? Because of you stepping forward, making that decision, making that commitment to support independent voices on the air while we still can. We take this for granted. But it can end at any moment. This is an extremely erratic and chaotic administration where nobody seems to be running the show and everybody seems to be running the show. One moment, we are all eyes on the next white guy that pops up, and the next minute he's in disgrace and another one pops up. So it's a bit difficult in these times to know really where things stand. But we can tell you this, stand with us, and we will commit to keeping voices like this and like yours on the airwaves, because we really don't know. There are a number of decisions coming up for the Trump administration, which could end funding for public radio, which is not us, we're independent. But nonetheless, we're in the crosshairs. And if you're in the crosshairs, you know you're doing something right. So run like hell and take a stand at the same time. You're listening to KBOO Portland, Community, Diversity, Sanctuary, Solidarity at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM. And KBO.FM. And you know, if you missed this time around, you can easily just go online and hit that big red button right in front of you and become a member right now. Wow, how cool that would be, wouldn't it? To start off Tuesday morning, membership drive's over, and you go, bam! Really? Is it? You think so? No, we're starting it all over again by becoming members right now. And the weather for the Cascadia region for today and tomorrow. Today there is a slight chance of a bit of rain, and we're looking at highs around 77 for tonight, lows around 55. And tomorrow it is in fact likely that we will get a bit of rain along with a high around 64. And for tomorrow night, low around 53. We're going to try today to get Noel Hanrahan with the Prison Radio Project on the air. I just got this incredible book, which is put out actually by the Prison Radio Project. It's Murder Incorporated. It's kind of a reboot of Howard Zinn's inimitable history of America. This one is a part of a three book series. This is book one, Dreaming of Empire. It's by Mumia Abu-Jamal and Stephen Vittoria, with a foreword by Chris Hedges. We want to talk a little bit about that. And, of course, the results of last Monday's hearing. Believe it or not, if we do get some of the evidence released from the DA's offices, the police records released and finally made public, there is a good chance that Mumia could get out, which not all of our political prisoners have such a prominent role in American culture today. Mumia is that force behind all of these movements: Black Lives Matter, Hands Up, Don't Shoot. All these and many other movements across the country demanding that that African Americans be recognized, and that demanding police be held accountable. If you can all trace all of this back to Mumia Abu-Jamal's bogus conviction and bogus incarceration. He's very ill right now, people. So that's something else to take into account. So We do want to at some point talk about Murder Incorporated. I just got a copy of this, and I'm, you know, knocked sideways by it is absolutely essential reading, and but that's what we want to talk about, how this fits into, how reading in fact fits into the culture right now. And when we talk about culture wars, it's a phrase, it's a meme, but it's real. And reading a book in these days is an act of defiance. We need more acts of defiance, because more of the things that we are defying at the moment are it's becoming part of criminal law. Protesting is a crime. Many things that we take for granted are crimes. And get this, Donald Trump is going to have say in the reshuffling of the Ninth Circuit Court. Ninth Circuit Court is probably one of the most liberal courts and jurisdictions in the country. And to have that sway right would be a catastrophe for activists, for environmentalists, for all of us who are standing up for what's good about this country. I believe what we have right now, we have Noelle Hanrahan of the Prison Radio Project on the line. Good morning, Noelle.
Happy to join you.
I'm very glad you could make it today. Thank you so much. I just received a copy of Murder Incorporated, Dreaming of Empire, the first book in a three-book series. And I'm so glad to have you on the line today. We want to talk more about America's political prisoners. We frequently talked about when sometimes we spoke with Lynn Stewart, but there are so many thousands of others, and arguably every black male prisoner is a political prisoner. Why would that be, would you think?
Certainly the, you know, it's the 13th Amendment. It's taking the, which America was built on slavery, it's taking slavery and really changing it into the incarceration system. And certainly in the last 30 years, we've seen capitalism use incarceration as a way of controlling communities. And that's what's happened. I mean, it is amazing that America incarcerates the level of people it incarcerates. It's the largest incarcerator in the world. And certainly it does target people of color. So 1 in 3 African-American men will do prison time. And that's really debilitating for the community and a way for the U.S. government to keep a lid on people asking for work and bread.
Yeah.
And certainly it is that.
And it's of course, the proverbial vicious cycle, because by creating more and more pressure. I don't think that white America understands slavery is alive and well and thriving in America, in the prison system, which is of course enormous, but also outside the it's not that long ago, and thousands of people wake up every morning haunted by a generational memory of slavery, and we wonder.
That's why Murder Incorporated is so important. So
it is.
Mumia Abu-Jamal, a political prisoner, someone who's been inside now for 37 years, took the time to write a 1,200-page book, and it's very much like Howard Zinn's book, People's History. It's very much like Eduardo Galeano's Open Veins of Latin America. It's very much like Vincent Harding's There is a River, Black Resistance Throughout the Course of American History. It is a compilation of a discussion of U.S. empire and genocide. And it's our history. It's what we need to know in order to evaluate the times we're in and the places that we're going. So the first, to make it digestible, Prison Radio published the first volume. So the very first volume, as you mentioned, is Dreaming of Empire. And we had an event just last night in San Francisco with the book launch. And Emery Douglas said, if this book had been available when the Black Panthers were organizing, mm-hmm. it would have been their first book that they read in their political education courses, because it does go through this history that the culture wants us to have amnesia about, but we can't. We have to understand all of the dynamics of where we've come from and what's led us here, and then so that we can see through what's currently happening and the machinations that are happening to keep the capitalism and imperialism alive and well. And they don't want you to have that history. And so the act of Mumia Abu-Jamal creating this book from prison, it's amazing. I mean, I actually got his very first book out of prison. In 1992, I went to see him, and I realized he had a compilation of essays. And so we literally got the book out of prison and published it in 1994. So this is Prison Radio's sort of culmination. This is his 10th book. We worked on many of them, and we're bringing it out. You know, we're not waiting around. We are doing this work to really heighten Americans' consciousness and your listeners. Look, if you're out there, go to your local library and ask that they get this book and that you can read it. I mean, I'm not, you can buy it if you have the money to buy it, yes, and because it's beautiful. Like, we, every time we create something at Prison Radio, it has to be incredibly attractive and beautiful and warm, and it feels good. You know, it's a really mm-hmm. beautiful book. We put it out in hardcover as well. So get your local library to get this book. You know, it's really important to have it accessible to people.
And you can have a look at it on the KBOO website, because it is a great book. And just having, just open it anywhere. I am very concerned about it, and I've thought a lot about slavery and its effects, not just on African Americans, but on the whole culture. Thomas Jefferson's vicious, vile, and amazingly hypocritical. His words and his deeds contradicting each other in ways that are harmful to African Americans, to people who have a history of slavery, and to white America too, because all of us are sickened by this. I think too that people don't think about this. You know, they say, "Oh, the African, the families, the Black families. Oh my God, what a, you know, this is terrible." And I think, but when you think about it, slavery broke up families, and if you have, if that's in the past, if that's history, and it as the phrase that it's not the past isn't the past isn't past. It's not even. You know, it's not even the past. It's right now with us. We really do carry it with us. Can you tell me a little bit more about, I know that in other countries, Mumia's words echo constantly. Other people are aware of it, so this does reflect on the United States all the time. Can you talk a little bit about how Mumia has influenced discourse in ways that people aren't even aware of sometimes?
You know, it happens every day. So this past weekend, he was a keynote host and presenter of an event in Paris, in Saint-Denis. It was a reflection on the Bangdong Conference, which was anti-imperialists who gathered together some couple decades ago and were really at the forefront of the consciousness around American imperialism in this late age. And so it was a conference that was celebrating that, and it was hosted by Marylise Fanon, the daughter of Fanz Fanon. And Mumia was part of that conference that happened this past weekend. Last week, I got a request from an Arabic publishing house to translate Mumia's new book, the one that you have, into Arabic. So Mumia is translated into 7 or 8 languages. He gives people outside of the United States a firsthand, really direct, unvarnished revolutionary position, which you can't get in the mainstream media in America, right? You only get the spin, the lies, and the amnesia.
But it's used
so
to
Mumia
I'm sorry.
So Mumia is very good.
Yeah. I'm sorry. We are wrapping up now, so what you're saying is perfect. The last few seconds, if you want to just bring this around.
Get the book.
Yeah.
Go to the website. Mumia records every week. his amazing commentaries, www.prisonradio.org. And thank you for listening. And it matters. What you do matters.
Thanks so much. My guest has been Noel Hanrahan. This has been Air Cascadia for Tuesday, May 8th, 2018. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.